Now, if there's one thing this show does, as you know, it's ask the politicians questions and keep on asking them. We're still waiting for answers, by the way, on public sector job cuts. The DUP says it's been decided that 20,000 jobs will go. Sinn Féin says it's agreed to no such thing. Then we have the Ulster Unionist Party leader, Mike Nesbitt, saying yes, 20,000 is the total. So who's right? How far will the cuts go? Here's a reminder of what we've been told so far.
It's 20,000 jobs over a period of time, Stephen.
What period of time?
The saving to the public exchequer will be £0.5 billion a year, Stephen.
Driving home this evening, could have sworn we had it all worked out.
Stephen, at the end of the First World War, we had our Second World War, we had a fraction of the number of people we have working in public services today. We have far more people per capita working in public services in Northern Ireland than in any other region of the United Kingdom. Stephen, every economist we have consulted has made clear we need to rebalance our economy. Northern Ireland is too heavily dependent on the public sector.
Now it cuts like a knife.
Jaffrey Donaldson doesn't speak on behalf of my party. Jaffrey Donaldson may have a different view of public services than I do. And that debate...
So that 20,000 figure's wrong. But that's the point. Is that 20,000 figure then, in your view, wrong?
Certainly it would not be our intention to create any circumstances where we lose 20,000 jobs in the public sector.
So wait a minute, darling. Can't you see we did the best we could?
That puzzles me because I not only took part in the Stormont House negotiations before Christmas, I'm taking part in the weekly meetings of the party leaders, and the voluntary exit scheme is progressing. And I don't think I'm breaking any confidence by saying that 20,000 is the number. Public sector, not just civil servant jobs.
Now it cuts like a knife.
The executive continued to consider the detail of this reform and restructuring plan, but it builds upon the five executive parties' submission to Her Majesty's Government during the recent Stormont House negotiations, which outlined our agreement to reduce the public sector workforce in Northern Ireland by 20,000 posts over the next 4 years through a combination of measures such as a voluntary exit scheme and recruitment freezes.
Can't you see we did the best we could?
People listening to this will say that two parties who have signed up to the same deal actually have two different interpretations of it.
No, there may well be two different interpretations of it.
Now it cuts like a knife.
That's just a wee update on where all the clarity currently stands.